In this border region near the Mexican city of Tijuana, the stepped-up security started in 1994 with an effort called Operation Gatekeeper. Additional fencing was installed then. It is now being strengthened and expanded. Major Ken Witt of the California National Guard says troops and civilian contractors are building new sections of fence line.
What the fence line does is it prevents vehicles from coming through and also smugglers. You'll see video cameras on top of certain areas, and that is to monitor the traffic that comes across this area.
The National Guard is providing additional eyes and ears along the border. Troops man night scopes to watch for those trying to sneak across.
And it zooms in and out, and you can focus. And we use this to identify groups or individuals out there.
Some critics in the United States and Mexico worry that the U.S. southern border is becoming militarized. The National Guard says it is just providing backup with surveillance, construction, and administrative work. The Border Patrol says it can use the help. Agent Monica Monroy says she has sympathy for those who want to escape third world poverty. Her parents were immigrants from Mexico, but she says immigration should be legal and the borders must be secure.
I don't think the United States has the solution for world hunger. The solution, I think, may be out there, but letting everyone into the country isn't the solution.
On a typical day, hundreds who try to cross the border illegally are detained near San Diego. Most agree to go home voluntarily. They are quickly processed and deported. Critics say security alone is not the answer. U.S. industries, from farming to apparel, rely on immigrant workers. 11 or 12 million people may be in the country illegally. Activist Angelica Salas wants them legalized and says lawmakers must realize why people are coming.
That they're coming here to work, that they're actually contributing, and that there's 12 million people who should be legalized in this country immediately.
Maria Elena Durazo of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor says the native-born workforce is shrinking, especially for low-skilled work.
Those workers, those immigrants, are a very important part of revitalizing the labor movement, rebuilding the middle class. They work in service industries, jobs that are not going to be exported.
Others say in an age of terrorism, immigration laws must be enforced to keep the country safe. President Bush and many in Congress say the solution is comprehensive reform of U.S. immigration law, an expanded guest worker program with a possible path to citizenship, coupled with tighter security at the border. However, other lawmakers, including many members from the president's own party, oppose such measures. Instead, they favor making the border much more secure to prevent illegal immigration. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.